from KQED.
And we shift gears, and we welcome Barbara Boxer, who is a U.S. senator here in California, running for her fourth term as an incumbent and as a Democratic candidate. And good morning, Barbara Boxer.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm okay. Good to hear you and glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
Well, you're in it again. And by all, at least, measures, it seems to be a tough race and a tight race. And I want to find out really your thoughts about so many different things, which I hope we'll have time for. But the first thing that's sort of looming in many minds is your reaction to the Chronicle. Extremely rare that they would come out with no endorsement. They said they're behind you in the core values and yet said that they don't endorse you and won't endorse you. The LA Times, of course, did, and many other papers have. I need to find out your response and your reaction.
Sure. Well, you know, I've run three times for the Senate, and the Chronicle did not endorse the first time. They did not endorse the second time. The third time, they gave me a wonderful endorsement, praising everything that I had done in my years. And this time, they took it all back. So, you know, I don't worry about it. What's important is to get my message to the people. Of course you get disappointed, but then I got the LA Times endorsement, and we're looking forward to others. So it's just about good days and bad days and ups and downs.
They did come down pretty hard, though. I mean, they said you failed to distinguish yourself except through partisan shots that you took. I mean, this must be pretty wounding, I think, to someone who's chaired the Environmental and Public Works Committee and who's been behind a lot of legislation, to have the home papers say, you know, you're just not getting the job done. That's really what they said, it seems.
Well, no, it really wasn't wounding, any more wounding than the other two times they didn't endorse me. Look, the publishers have different views on life, and I accept it. I don't know. What's important is what the people do, not what an editorial board does. Look, I don't know what else to tell you, but they said I was partisan, and yet I have worked with my Republican colleagues to pass the first after-school program. I wrote that with a Republican. I've worked with another Republican, Senator Bond, to improve mental health for military veterans. I work with Senator Snow to pass the Passenger Bill of Rights. I'm the chairman, co-chairman with Senator Burr of the Military Families Caucus. I wrote Arms in the Cockpit, which is very important because our pilots who were trained weren't allowed to protect the aircraft. Wrote that with Bob Smith. I wrote the sanctions on Syria with Santorum passed and led the veto override with James Inhofe on the water resources bill, the highway bill. And last example is a million-plus acres of wilderness, which I worked on with many Republican House members. So I've been on 500 Republican bills. So, you know, it's just they chose to say that. Listen, I just put one foot in front of the other. You can't please everybody. My mom and dad always said that. You just do your best, and a lot of people will say thank you, and other people won't get it.
We had the same parents, it sounds like.
Well, obviously, we had parents who gave us a lot of pride and enabled us to take the hits. Look, you got to take the hits, especially in tough times. I do that. I don't sugarcoat what we're going through. And I know I'm not perfect. I just do everything I can to make life better for the people I represent, to preserve and protect the environment, to preserve and protect the woman's right to choose. And jobs, my focus, and we got to do better there. And, you know, some people are going to pat you on the back and some people are not.
We're talking to Senator Barbara Boxer. And by the way, if you'd like to join us, we've got a limited amount of time, but our toll-free number is available. It's 866-733-6786. You can also send us an email. And by the way, that toll-free number again is 866-733-6786. Our email address, forum@kqed.org. You can also post a question or comment on our website simply by going to kqed.org/forum. There's also these polls that show, well, for example, 2/3 of those who are supporting Carly Fiorina say it's more out of dislike for you and you come out not being as well loved as I'm sure you might like to be, somewhat unpopular more than you'd like to be. And your base, which is essentially the liberal groups, the gays, the Latinos, environmentalists, pro-choice people and so forth, but particularly the first three I mentioned, feel they're disappointment over the lack of progress. Don't ask, don't tell, immigration reform, climate change, even the lack of public option on health care. And if the Democrats couldn't deliver with huge majorities, when will they deliver?
Well, That's a very interesting point. I am telling you this. As I go out and campaign in the real world here in California, I have huge support among the people that have been my base. They are with me so strongly. We have built up a donor base of 100,000. It's more than any other Senate candidate. And the average, and we've raised millions of dollars, small contributions, 90% of the contributors, less than $100. So I would say, of course we need to do comprehensive immigration reform. Of course we need to take care of making sure that gays have full rights, including marriage equality, including in the military. And of course we have to protect a woman's right to choose. And the fact of the matter is, when you bring these issues up in the United States Senate, there's been filibusters on every single one of them. And it's very, very difficult. But you have to keep fighting. Things don't always happen so quickly. I will say this, economic recovery is so painfully slow. It's so tough. Corporate profits are back to pre-recessionary levels. That's why the stock market is going back up. We all want that. We all know it's important for retirement funds and all of that. It's important. But the jobs are lagging. We've got a lot of work to do, Michael. And, you know, one very important difference with my opponent has to do with clean energy jobs. She supports Prop 23, a disastrous initiative bought and paid for by Valero, DeSero, outside oil interests, outside coal interests, who all support her. And I've got to hope that that is going to be soundly defeated, because in this tough, tough time, the one bright spot we've had in clean energy jobs.
I have to tell you a quick funny anecdote, because I did a fundraiser and interviewed former Secretary of State George Shultz, and who's leading a campaign against 23, or is certainly on board with you and others who oppose 23. And I said, what about Carly Farina's support for 23? And his response was, I'm going to have a talk with her. So I don't know if you're going to see a possible change, but I want to get some callers in.
Let me say for sure she's not going to change. Because well, she has made a commitment to, she's been named the Dirty Dozen, one of the Dirty Dozen. Imagine, that takes a lot of doing by the League of Conservation Voters. That's the whole country. She's been named one of the Dirty Dozen candidates for the national office.
We got well more than a dozen people who want to talk to you, and I want to get at least to a few calls here, but I have to ask you, on Afghanistan, how long is long enough?
Well, I'm on a bill with Russ Feingold that would say to the president, we support you bringing the starting the troops coming home in 2011, but we want an exit strategy, and we want to know when this will be completed. So we did that on Iraq, and we're doing it on Afghanistan.
Let's bring our callers in. We'll go first to you, Roy. Good morning.
Hi. Senator Boxer, just it's a privilege to be able to talk to you and ask you a question. I live in Sonoma. I'm one of your constituents, and my question is, assuming that the Democrats retain control of the Senate after the elections, and I hope and expect that they will, will you support and work for significant changes to the Senate rules so the Senate no longer becomes the place where good government goes to die?
Well, let me tell you, first of all, thank you, Roy, and I do believe and hope we will hold the Senate. It's a very tough year. If people wake up and vote, then we will. If people just are apathetic, it's going to be tough. But let me say to you, yes, I'm working with Chuck Schumer, who's the head of the Rules Committee now. He's looking at all the rules surrounding the filibuster. One thing I would do is definitely take it down from 60 to 55. But I also feel that there's other things we can do. For example, there's no requirement that those who are filibustering have to stand on their feet and launch the filibuster. And I think that's something that we should definitely do. And so we're looking at ways we can make the Senate more functional and still respect the right of the minority.
Let me thank Roy for the call and write to another caller. That's Bruce from Oakland. Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, and thank you for taking the call. I'll try to be brief. I welcome Ms. Boxer very much. I think she represents us well. I think Dianne Feinstein does not. But what I wanted to make the point is that you have to consider the source. The Chronicle is notorious for its focus on triviality. Deborah Saunders, Carla Mnuchin. Carla Mnuchin focused in an important debate with Barbara Boxer. She focused on Barbara Boxer's response to a general who kept calling her by, a reference, and that circulated in the, around the world about some major discussion. It has nothing to do with a major discussion. And Michael, I just wanted to say just one thing. You just suggested that the Democrats have not accomplished anything. And that's not true. It's never been true.
I never used those words. Never used anything resembling those words.
But I know how you present it. It's the same way John Stewart presents it. It's as if you don't look at the facts, and so you don't ask the facts. And so you give Barbara Boxer 15 minutes of this hour to discuss about something that's really quite important, political.
Sir, I thank you for the call. I'm going to have to move into that because we would have liked more time with Senator Boxer. She's very busy and could only give us 15 minutes. And just to disabuse the caller, I never put that language out there, and I don't like words put into my mouth. Let me go to another caller. Britt, good morning.
Good morning. Senator Boxer, thank you for taking my call. I have a daughter with Rett syndrome, and this is Rett Syndrome Awareness Month, and I'm wondering if perhaps we've gone awry when we have gone after health care reform and we should have gone after insurance reform and looking at a single-payer system. I wanted to know before I voted for you this time what your thoughts are.
Sure. Let me just say to Bruce, thank you for the call. We did achieve a lot, but there's still things we need to do. But let me get to this, Britt. Here's the good news for you. The way we wrote this bill, any state in the union that would like to go more toward a single payer or more toward insurance reform has the ability to do it. And right now we're going to the exchanges, but every state can move toward a single payer. And the rules, the way we wrote them is we said every state has a right to look at this and design their own plan as long as the benefits are just as good. But I also wanted to quickly add, since people don't seem to know this, I've prepared this really important card I can send you if you want. Just call my office. It talks about what's going into effect right away. If you have a kid up to 26, you can keep that child on your insurance coverage. We did do insurance reform. Insurers cannot anymore rescind your policy when you get sick.
We've only got a few minutes left here.
Condition, no more. So we've done some good things there.
I just wanted to get you on the record because we're coming really close to the time here, shaving the time here, and even shoehorn in a couple of emails which show a wide range of response to your work in the Senate. One listener, Russ, says her opponents accuse her of doing nothing, but at the same time they want government out of their lives. More illogic from the Tea faction. And Mike says Barbara Boxer has been a do-nothing, single liberal issue senator for pretty much her entire career, and this sudden dedication to jobs is a joke. She has a demonstrated anti-business bias and is totally partisan despite her claims to the contrary. It's time to replace her. There are the polarization sort of in essence. Let's talk about jobs in the couple minutes left. What are you going to do and how are you going to create more jobs?
Well, first of all, to the person who said I haven't done anything for the business community, I have huge support in the high-tech community, huge support among alternative energy businesses and small businesses. And, of course, I focused like a laser beam on the middle class my entire time I've been in politics. By the way, when things were going great, when Bill Clinton was president, we created 23 million jobs. I supported every one of his economic policies. We balanced the budget, created a surplus. When Bush came in, I opposed all of his economic policies. He had the worst job creation since the Great Depression, 1 million jobs created versus 23 million and a $1.3 trillion deficit. So I am focused like a laser beam on jobs. I wrote major part with Jeff Merkley of the Small Business Jobs Bill, which is going to create 500,000 jobs because small businesses create 62% of all new jobs, and this is going to get them access to credit. I wrote the part of the HIRE Act, H-I-R-E, which increased funding to build our roads, highways, and bridges and is saving a lot of jobs out there now.
And we're out of time, alas, but I want to mention if you want to hear more from Barbara Boxer, and an in-depth look at the politics of this race, simply tune in to Political Junkie on Talk of the Nation. It's coming up right after Forum, and the program will also check in with GOP nominee Carly Fiorina. We have invited Carly Fiorina, and we are trying to schedule her as well, and presumably we'll go ahead with that. Barbara Boxer, thank you for spending this time with us.
Hey, thanks, Michael.
Good to talk to you, and thank you, our listeners. We wouldn't be here without you. We appreciate your listenership deeply and profoundly. I also want to thank our senior editor, Dan Zoll, and our producers, Kevin Guillory, Judy Campbell, and Tina Lauerberg. Our engineer is Danny Bringer. Our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation in honor of Louise and Claude Rosenberg.